Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and that's Straight No Chaser by the great Thelonious Monk, who was born on this day in 1917. We give you our day in history on this October the 10th. This in the nation of Taiwan, the Republic of China, we should say, actually, is Double 10 Day, which is the anniversary of the Wuchang Uprising in 1911 that founded the Republic of China in 1912. This is Independence Day for Cuba, starting the beginning of their war against Spain in 1868. This is the World Day Against the Death Penalty and the World Mental Health Day as well. On this day in 1900, Helen Hayes, the great actor, was born. This is also the day in 1901 that Dr. Frederick Douglass Patterson was born. He was a doctor of veterinary medicine, humanitarian, founder of the United Negro College Fund, and as many people in the early 1900s in the African-American community, he was named after Frederick Douglass. He was also the third president of Tuskegee, who founded the School of Veterinary Medicine, which in some ways fits into our conversation later, because that school now, a plurality of students at that school, if not a majority at this point, are not African-American. This is the day in 1917, Thelonious Monk was born. We'll be playing his music during our breaks. On this day in 1926, Oscar Brown Jr. was born. One of my favorite songwriters and singers. He's a playwright, poet, civil rights activist, amazing human being. Was born on this day on October 10th, 1926. We'll be playing his music during the course of this day. This on this day that John Prine will also be playing his music, was born in 1946. Another singer-songwriter here from the United States of America. In 1894, Martin B. Allen, the first African-American licensed to practice law in the United States, passed away. And in 2004, Christopher Reeves, who made the character Superman famous, died of a heart attack. On this day in 1540, this was the day that De Soto, the Spanish conqueror and explorer, walked into what is now Alabama and into a village called Atahachi, killed the leader of that community, Tuscalula, so he could take over that village. It was the beginning of the extermination of Native people in our country. In 1802, this is the day that the first non-Native settlement was done in Oklahoma. This day in 1845, the U.S. Naval Academy opened with just 50 midshipmen and 7 professors. This is the day that Isaac Johnson, a great African-American inventor, was invented, patented, I should say, a bicycle frame that folded. The folding bicycle frame you use today was invented by an African-American inventor. His name was Isaac Johnson. That patent still holds today. This was a day in 1903, the great Emmeline Pankhurst created the Women's Social and Political Union to fight for women's rights in Great Britain. In 1913, on this day, the Panama Canal opened. In 1935, George Gershwin's Porgy and Bess opened on Broadway in 1935. And on this day in 1944, 800 Roma children, Romas are what we call gypsies in popular terminology, were murdered and gassed in Auschwitz. Along with Jews, 1.5 million gypsies or Romas were murdered and killed by the Nazis, among the in total of 11 million people murdered in those concentration camps during World War II. We forget that 1.5 million of those were Roma people who were targeted for extermination. This day in 1941 was the beginning of the 1951 was the beginning of Harry S. Truman signing the Mutual Security Act. The Soviet Union had exploded its second nuclear weapon on October the 3rd, and this was the beginning of the Cold War in many ways. This was the day that in 1957 President Dwight D. Eisenhower apologized to the Ghanaian foreign minister, Komla Agbele-Gabema, who was refused service in Dover, Delaware, during the beginning of our civil rights movement. This is the day in 1967 that we signed the treaty for exploration of the use of outer space, which is why the United States today does not own the moon, even though they planted the flag first there, because they signed this treaty saying no one could own anything that was extraterrestrial. This was the day that in 1973 the Spiro T. Agnew, the former governor of Maryland, then vice president on Richard Nixon, was forced to resign because he was convicted of tax evasion. And this was the day in 1985, the hijacking of the Italian cruise ship Achille Lauro reached a very dramatic conclusion. This is when Palestinians boarded that ship. People were killed. They took over the ship, got an airline to fly, the Egyptian airline to fly them out. And the U.S. and NATO flew up and forced the landing of that craft, insisting on a very dramatic climax to that incident. This was the day in 1987 that Reverend Jesse Jackson announced his candidacy for president of the United States. And in 2002... a day for many of us, and this is a little editorial comment, but that many of us think lives in infamy. This is the day that the United States House of Representatives voted to authorize George Bush to unilaterally declare war on Iraq on this day in 2002. And that's this day in history, October the 10th.